Hi, working mom. Are you feeling like your cluttered home doesn't reflect who you are and you're ready to get it tidied up for good, even if you only have 10 minutes a day to spend on organizing? If your answer is yes, then go ahead and sign up for a free home clutter audit. In this free 15-minute call, I'm going to check into where you're wasting your time on organizing, and we're going to fix that with an organizing roadmap created just for you and your house. If you are a busy working mom looking to minimize the time you spend on organizing and maximize the time you spend on whatever you want to be doing, then the free home clutter audit is for you. Sign up now at fireflybridge.com/schedule. Hey, working mom. Welcome to Order Meets Style. I'm Zeenat Seaman, professional organizer with Firefly Bridge Organizing. I'm here to provide you with simple tips and ideas to organize your home so that you can love the way your home looks and functions, and so you're proud to invite anyone over anytime without stressing out about clutter. Ready for a beautifully organized home that makes you smile every time you walk in? Let's make it happen. Well, hi, and welcome to the show. As I was preparing this episode, I started thinking back to a few years ago when we bought a new bed for our bedroom. It was time. The old mattress had those telltale dips on each of our sides where our bumps hit. You know that spot, yeah? Well, as we were replacing the mattress, we realized that we also needed to replace the frame and the headboard because they had cracked. They were wooden, and we'd had that frame for 11 years. It had gone through multiple moves with us, one of those overseas. And so we replaced the headboard with a beautiful, huge, upholstered, oatmeal-colored one. It is so nice. It makes the whole room feel luxurious. Well, after it was installed, I stepped back and I took in the whole room, and right then it hit me that the spot on the wall above the headboard just felt so bare. It felt undone and unfinished. It was screaming for a piece of art there. And without something there, the room felt unfinished and unstyled. It's a complaint I hear a lot, and a dilemma that maybe you're facing too, that your rooms don't feel complete, they don't feel styled, and you're not sure where to go from here or what to add to make it all cohesive. So I want to give you two tips to help you out here to make your home feel styled as you declutter and organize, because these two things helped me out tremendously. The first tip is to find out your organizing personality. Your organizing personality is something that I came up with when I saw that the moms I worked with would get stuck as they were decluttering and organizing. They'd second guess themselves all the time. Wait, should I keep this? Does it go with my house? Do I still like it? Where should I put it? Do these bins work? Should they stay on top of my desk, or should I hide them away in a drawer or behind closed cabinet doors? All of these questions would pop up over and over again, and they just had the toughest time working through that. And given that they were busy and there was work and the kids and the events to go to, there just wasn't time to deliberate about each and every item. What would happen then is that after struggling over a few items, they would defer on making the decision, right? They'd say, well, I'll just keep it and figure it out later. And that's where clutter happens, or clutter continues, because these things you don't make decisions about stay in your home without purpose. And that's just the definition of clutter. So if that sounds familiar to you, then knowing your organizing personality is going to help. There are four organizing personalities that I've labeled: the adventurer, the harmonizer, the curator, and the ecologist. And each personality prefers certain things over the other. Knowing which personality you lean towards will help you to make those decisions about what you should keep. You'll have a better understanding of whether that thing, that item, fits into the vision that you have for your home. And that is what really speeds up the decision-making process while you're decluttering, and it can help you to choose how you style each room in your home too. And I've created a short quiz that you can take to tell you which organizing personality you are. It's a fun little quiz, and it'll ask you to make some choices about your preferences, and then it'll let you know which personality category you fall into. You'll get an email with an explanation of what the category means and how you can use your strength within that category to help you declutter more easily and choose what you want to keep and display, or maybe not keep and not display in your rooms. It's a lighthearted quiz, and if you don't like the word quiz because it brings up nightmares of pop quizzes in math class, then we can call it a questionnaire, okay? You can find it at go.fireflybridge.com/quiz. I'll put the link in the show notes for you. Knowing what your organizing personality is will help you with decluttering, of course, but it will also help you with styling your spaces because it'll guide you to understand your preferences as a whole. So as you're picking the pieces you want to keep to decorate your house with, or when you're looking for new pieces or looking to buy new pieces you want to get for your home, you'll have a better idea of what to look for and what you can walk past or scroll past because you know that you prefer a certain style. So try it out at go.fireflybridge.com/quiz. The second tip that I have for you to make your rooms feel more styled is to add art. Okay, but don't freak out if you're like, Zenit, I've tried to pick out art and it's been a disaster. I used to be so indecisive about art, and I certainly appreciate art. There are things that I like and don't like. I love going to galleries and museums and art festivals. But to purchase art to put on my walls or to display, I could never decide. I would worry about what would I like long term? What do I really want to invest in? It took me a long time to figure this out, but I realized that art just wasn't where I wanted to spend a lot of money in my house. It might be different for you. You might decide that art is your thing, the place where you want to invest, to really take your time, do the research, and investigate lots of different artists and sources. But you still face the question of, is this the one? Will I have buyer's remorse when it's on my wall or in my house, and I see it next to all of my furniture and all of my other things? Well, here's how I overcame that. I decided that the art in our home would fall into two categories. Pieces that I or we as a family had a connection to that meant something special to us, or pieces that I just liked for whatever reason that made me feel happy or energized or that were calming or soothing, whatever feeling I wanted for that room. And it wouldn't matter to me if those pieces were, you know, a $10 poster from Target or something that cost hundreds or thousands of dollars. So that freed me up to look all over to find stuff that I liked without any pressure. In fact, in the hallway that leads to our bedroom, I framed a few pieces of art from my kids' preschool days that have special memories attached to them or that we just loved. And it makes me happy to see those pieces every single day. They make me smile and they also make me feel nostalgic in a good way about those toddler days. For my bedroom, in the end, above the bed, I bought a print from Juniper Print Shop that I just loved when I saw it and made me think of travel and relaxation, and that's what's framed above our bed now. So if you're struggling to pick art for your home, simply start with what you like and how you want to feel when you're in that room. Do you have a favorite color? If you look around your house, are you seeing shades of green as the color that you tend to go for accent pieces like throw pillows or vases, things like that? So as you're browsing for art, don't overanalyze things at first. Just make a note of which pieces you liked at first glance. And once you've found, say, 10 pieces, then go back and do a second pass. Take a look at the colors that are in those 10 pieces. Narrow that down to 5. Then leave them for a day or two. Don't look at them for a day or two. And then come back after a couple of days to those 5 and narrow them down again. And think about how your final choices make you feel. And is that the right feeling you want for the room that you want to put it in? For example, if you're choosing something for your bedroom, you probably want something that's calming and soothing and relaxing, and not something that makes you feel completely energized and, you know, ready for a workout, that kind of thing. The other thing to look for is the right scale or size of art. Above a headboard or above a sofa, you really need something that spans at least 2/3 of the length of the headboard or sofa. And it doesn't have to be one single piece. You can group several pieces together to make it span the length you need. And they don't have to be framed art either. You can hang pretty straw hats or your grandma's quilt. In a client's room, we had a set of 9 small mirrors, and each of them had different frames. One of them wasn't framed at all. And you can put up long pieces of greenery or a series of wreaths, you name it. If you're displaying art on a mantle or a display table or end table or something like that, you do want to make sure, again, that the size is right. If this is something that's tricky for you, if displays on tables and things never seem to look right, try placing 3 items that are different sizes bunched together to make what I call a scene. Because listen, while I tend to lean minimalistic in my art and display choices, if your thing is a love of a bunch of tiny glass figurines or rocks you pick up or shells from your favorite beaches, you can absolutely display those and they will look good if the scale is right. For example, let's say 3 little shells. If you just put 3 little shells on your mantle, they're just going to look like an afterthought. Like you put them there for a second while you took your shoes off and then you forgot to pick them up again. You know what I mean? They're just too small of a grouping to have any sort of visual impact in the room. But group your 3 little shells on a decorative plate together with a tall vase of flowers and, you know, a cool piece of driftwood that you also picked up. And that grouping, now you've got something with weight, with some heaviness, if that helps you to think about it more easily. And that scene that you've created also varies in height, right? The vase, the driftwood, and the small dish with the shells. And that creates interest. So play with groupings. Start with 3 or 5 things. Play with heights. We often don't go big enough with our display objects. So if you're trying something on a mantle, pick one object that's really big. Bigger than you initially think should go there, and group it with 2 smaller things and step back and take a look at it. Or one of my favorite tricks is to take a picture of it on your phone and you look at it on your phone, look away from your phone and then look back at the picture and see what you think of it. It's funny how we see things differently when it's a picture than when it's live in front of you. So see what you think about the picture. Then if it doesn't feel right, move things around. Try something a little smaller, something a little bigger, a bolder color. Look around your house and see what you have to play with to add interest to different spots in your rooms. So let's recap real quick. To make your rooms feel more styled as you declutter and organize, find out your organizing personality by taking the quiz at go.fireflybridge.com/quiz. It's going to help you understand how to use your unique strengths within your organizing personality to make decluttering and styling easier, and add art around your home that fits with your organizing personality. Think about how the art makes you feel in that room. And be sure to play with scale, the size of art pieces on walls and also on displays. Okay, so thank you so much for listening today. Enjoy your day, and I'll meet you here again next week. Hold up, working mom. You're probably wasting time and energy when it comes to organizing your home, and I'm going to show you where you're going off track and how to fix it. Get signed up for a free 15-minute home clutter audit by going to fireflybridge.com/schedule. That's fireflybridge.com/schedule.